ABC Radio Australia.
Well, a strong message was delivered to Australia on how it handles the issue of climate change. It was a message from Pacific leaders who otherwise didn't necessarily see eye to eye on other issues ranging from domestic violence to the growing interest of China in the Pacific region. It was all part of the first ever episode of ABC TV's long-running program, Q&A. It was filmed in the Pacific. The show gives members of the public the chance to ask senior leaders questions on live television. Now, yesterday's panel included the former Tuvalu Prime Minister, Anele Sopoanga, Fiji's Attorney General, Ayaz Sayed Kayum, the head of the region's fishing agency, as well as Australia's Pacific Minister, Alex Hawke, and the Pacific feminist, Viracilla Buandromo. Now, climate change dominated the discussions, and Anele Sopoanga, in fact, took aim again at Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, accusing him of underplaying the threat that climate change poses to low-lying Pacific Island nations. Reporter Lithe Mavono was in the audience in Fiji's capital yesterday, and I spoke to her a short time ago.
There were a number of questions on climate change alone, and a very strong discussion on it, especially with regards to issues on relocation, on climate-friendly visas, on whether there's enough money being poured into the Pacific from its biggest neighbours for adaptation and resilience work. Viracilla Buandromo, Pacific human rights activist, spoke very strongly on the need to realise that not everyone in the Pacific, despite the pressures they're facing due to climate change, actually wants to relocate to its bigger neighbours. And so it led to another discussion about whether or not Australia is actually taking a strong enough stand against coal mining. And that was something that seemed to unite the rest of the panelists against Australia.
So it was a very clear message delivered unanimously by the Pacific leaders on the panel. But Australia's representative there, Alex Hawke, said the same message we have heard before is Australia already is doing a lot, and particularly on that angle of helping Pacific countries adapt to climate change. But we heard from the former Prime Minister of Tuvalu in reaction to that.
Anele Sopoanga reminded the Australian parliamentarian, as well as the other leaders in the region, that they needed to take a stronger stand with regards to ensuring that wild relocation was not an issue, and he didn't want the people of Tuvalu referred to as climate refugees, that there needed to be stronger intervention from the United Nations on the loss and damages aspect of what it means when Pacific Islanders do lose their islands.
Relocation issue and compensation has to be considered. And in order for that to work, no single country can do it on its own. We have to have a United Nations Convention on the rights to protect the rights of people displaced and relocated by impacts of climate change. That we need to take it to the United Nations as soon as possible.
Lithe, beyond climate change, another big issue in the Pacific is that of gender violence, domestic violence against women, and it caused some heated debate.
It did, Catherine. Viracilla Buandromo is quite a leading figure in the human rights and particularly in the gender violence space in the Pacific and more so in Fiji. And there was a lot of conversation, especially from the Fijian government representative, Ayaz Kayum, about how much work, particularly in law reform, had been done to address the gender violence situation. But Viracilla quite passionately pointed out that this work was all post injury, post-deaths, and wanted stronger and clearer messages from the Fijian government about how to actually prevent the deaths of women and children due to gender violence. And it led to a little bit of a domestic conversation around whether or not the Fijian government was actually walking the talk when it came to not perpetuating masculinity and other factors that Viracilla said causes gender violence in the region.
And we can take a listen to that now.
There's various opportunities to get domestic violence restraining orders. You can get it any time of the day. Now, what does that mean to any time of the night? So what you can do...
I mean, what you're referring to, AGI, that's correct. I mean, you've done a lot of legal reform in this country, which is great. Thank you very much. There is this psyche that exists in our country, particularly in Fiji. And I'm sorry, but it's a psyche that is perpetuated by, I have to say, your government, your prime minister, has perpetuated this sort of psyche where violence is okay.
Another big issue in the region, of course, now is China. That caused, again, differing views on that.
Yes, there was a lot of conversation about China's role in the region and whether or not the Pacific Island nations were able to leverage the position that they find themselves in now as the ground where China and the other superpowers of the world are fighting for dominance. Laya Said Kayum said that on the part of Fiji that he wasn't worried, that actually the Fijian government hadn't borrowed from China since 2012. But he did get a lot of opposition from Enile Sapuanga, who was quite passionate in calling for a reconsideration of Fiji's stance in terms of supporting China in the Pacific. And he may have even taken a little bit of a stab at some other Pacific Island nations and the close relationship that they have with China.
At the end of the day, I think the leverage argument, I think, is there. Yes, Australia. I mean, Australia for all these decades, in fact, has never made finance facility available to the Pacific for infrastructure development. Now, maybe now that they're offering that is because of the Chinese actually offering infrastructure funds available for us. I assume that that's what it is. Good for us, because now we can actually, we have a smorgasbord of financiers to actually choose from. The idea is to, if you embark on projects that are going to fail, I mean, if you're going to go and borrow money from the Chinese to plonk a very large convention center on top of a hill for $300 million, it's not going to get used only once a year, then obviously it's a silly investment.
Overall, was this a useful exercise? What did the audience make of this Australian television program where viewers or people in the audience are allowed to ask questions of very senior people?
Catherine, the atmosphere at last night's University of the South Pacific Theatre was very festive. It was akin to a party almost. People here have not had the opportunity to hold their leaders accountable on a public platform and even ask of them or be seen to criticise them on television the way that it rolled out last night. It's been quite a long time, maybe even a decade, since Fijian leaders and those in positions of power could be asked the kind of questions that were asked on Q&A last night.